Now, hand in hand for better foods and a better future, this is 2025's theme for World Food Day. Today, October 16, here in South Sudan, we join the global community in marking World Food Day. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization calls for collaboration in creating peaceful, sustainable, and prosper and food secure future.
Also, FAO marks its 80th anniversary today. In South Sudan, the organization is quite visible in many communities. And let's now bring in the deputy country representative of FAO here in South Sudan to speak about the partnership between FAO and the people of South Sudan. Mr. Felix Drumi is the deputy country representative. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us. And I don't know whether I mentioned your name right.
You tried. 80% I will give you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, and good morning, listeners. And I'm glad to be with you here today.
Right.
You're welcome.
And World Food Day is about ending hunger globally, and South Sudan is part of the globe. So what does this year's theme, Hand in Hand for Better Foods and Better Future, mean for South Sudan?
Basically, it makes us reflect that although the government is the duty bearer for food security and sustainable agri-food systems, they cannot do it alone. We have to work together across governments, across sectors, with different partners, with development partners like FAO, where we provide and support government in the technical areas of agriculture. And when I mean agriculture, I'm referring to crop production, livestock, fisheries, natural resources, which include forestry and non-timber products like honey and shea butter. Also supporting government in the areas of policy, which are very important in terms of food security. Supporting government in the area of gathering data and analyzing data in agriculture. But also, last but not least, also supporting government to be part of the global world, providing a platform for discussing issues on agriculture. As we talk right now, the ministers of agriculture and food security, minister of livestock and fisheries, are with other leaders in Rome discussing the same subjects.
Right, and we understand that food insecurity remains one of the major challenges here in South Sudan. How would you describe the current food security situation of South Sudan?
Let me start by saying currently, what we call the IPC analysis is ongoing, and we'll be having a clearer picture of about the food security situation in the country. Needless to say that according to the last update, which was done in June, more than 7.7 million people were referred to be food insecure, with about 83,000 people in what we call catastrophic phase, which is really dire. So that was the situation by then. But as we do the analysis right now, and the results will be announced by the Honorable Minister at the end of this month or early next month, it needs to be known that not much has changed when we look at the issue of food security. Give me just a few minutes to possibly expand and for the listeners to understand what food security means.
Right.
Food security is really defined by four pillars. Number one being the availability of food. There might be food which is in your granary. There might be food which you have produced from your field. There might be food on the market. There might be food which is provided by our food aid agencies. That's number one. It has to be there. But there's another thing, which is access. Are you able to access it? Because if there's food in the market in Juba and you don't have the resources to access it, you are food insecure. Number three is the utilization of that food. In order for you to be able to prepare your food, whether it's shea, ash, acida, or whatever kisra you are preparing, it needs to be absorbed by the body. So do we have the energy to process, prepare the food in a way that the body can take it? Then last but not least, you cannot be food secure today and then tomorrow you are hungry. You are food insecure. So there's the issue of stability. Mm. Having the right amount of food for a healthy life, a balanced diet throughout the year. That's what we define food security. But let me go again. The situation is still likely to be the same like in the previous years because the main drivers remain. Number one, the issue of conflict, displacement of people. We cannot go into the field and ensure that you are going to plant and harvest when there's disruption with conflicts. Number two is the issue of floods and in some areas, dry spells as well. We have seen how floods are displacing people. Currently, the situation is increasingly more and more people are being displaced by floods and they are not able to plant. Number three, the economic crisis, leaving households not having the enough purchasing power to purchase food even if it's available on the market. Number four is the issue of around conflict in the neighboring countries like Sudan, where we have seen other families used to rely on remittances from their families in Khartoum. But now the country is receiving more than 1.2 million people, giving strain to a country which is already food insecure.
And looking at the reports that FAO reported an increase in local food production last year, what key factors contributed to this improvement?
Thank you for that. I think in the past 3-4 years, we have seen a steady improvement in the cereal production in the country. But why I defined food security? Increase in cereal production does not translate to food security. So this increase has been attributed to a number of factors, but key to that is that signing of the revitalized peace agreement, there's been stability, better access. People have been able to go to their fields. More and more people have been able to move because when you look at the food system, people have to access inputs, extension services are being provided, they're able to access markets and trade. So that we have seen that increase in cereal production. We have also, this can also be attributed to the fact that more and more farmers are taking some technologies like the expansion of the use of the ox plow in areas like Lakes, Warap, and part of Western Balkazar, meaning that farmers are able to expand the area they are producing and reduce the drudgery which is brought by hand tools, especially to women farmers who constitute about 80% of the people involved in crop production.
Mm-hmm. And climate shocks and conflict still threatening livelihoods. What is FAO doing to help communities and to adopt and build more resilient for food security?
FAO, together with partners, as the theme of the day says, hand in hand, we are working closely with the government, especially the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, Water and Irrigation Development, and Minister of Environment and Forestry. Together with other ministries, we are working with other partners, the donors, other UN agencies in a number of areas to try and reduce the impact of this climate change, mostly flooding. As FAO, we have worked with these partners, number one, in the investment in the infrastructure that can mitigate the impacts of this. We are looking at irrigation, for example, in areas where there is drought. We are looking at the different crops crops which are tolerant to flooding. You can see right now in South Sudan, you go to Jonglei, you go to Awil, you go to Warap. Farmers are becoming more and more interested in growing rice. So these are some of the things which we are building in areas like Kapueta, which face a lot of dry spells, investing in water infrastructure, multi-purpose boreholes, hafias for livestock, so that there can be production, the impact of the climate change can be reduced. But also important, as FAO, we are working with other partners in some initiatives on disaster risk reduction investment, particularly working in investment in anticipatory action, risk transfer. We are also trying to pilot risk transfer on insurances so that farmers are not impacted heavily, supporting farmers to diversify, save through village saving and lending facilities, and also providing matching grants to support their businesses.
Mm-hmm. And now let's look at the South Sudan, who has huge potential in livestock and fisheries. How can these sectors be better utilized to diversify food sources and boost rural incomes?
Definitely, there's great potential in those sectors. And we have already seen, particularly in the fisheries sector, I think one of the main export of this country now over the past 2 years has been fish, where we have seen a lot of trucks crossing the border into northern Uganda, DRC, taking fish from Bo. So there is great potential. In the livestock sector, we have to look at how we can commercialize the sector. Unfortunately, the views of most people, when it goes to livestock, they look at the negative aspects related to conflicts. Mm-hmm. But the animals themselves, the livestock itself, is a good business in itself. So commercialization, what does it mean? Possibly looking at quality, the numbers, and the offtake. Looking at better nutrition, better breeds, disease control, so that we can have the right quality of livestock to be able to reach the market. That's a very great potential in this country. But also the byproducts of livestock, like milk. We have seen around Juba, we have seen some farmers now going into really commercial production of those milk cows. Production of chicken, we have also seen an increasing number of farmers doing broilers around Juba in eastern Equatoria. Really, the potential is there. The market is there. We shouldn't be eating chicken, which is coming as far as from Brazil, mm-hmm. when we can do it here in South Sudan.
Now, Mr. Felix, what are you doing as FAO to make sure that people who are working in different sectors like farming, like fisheries, and even livestock that you just mentioned, how are you working with them to make sure that they stand on themselves and they continue with the production of whatever products they have rather than just relying on direct support from different NGOs, including FAO?
Yes, I think recently, together with government and other development partners, including donors, there's been realization that just focusing on humanitarian alone might not take the country. But in some cases, there are needs where people have been displaced. They've got nothing. You then have to look at the humanitarian support. Mm-hmm. But really in areas where there's a bit of stability. Now is a period where we see we have to transform the agricultural sector. Change the mindset from receiving but doing on their own. So it really starts with the mind change set. And even within our own organization, changing the mindset of extension staff, changing the mindset of FAO staff, government staff, so that they can be able to support the farmers. And then showcasing what they can do, having innovative farmers leading the processes so that others can also come in and say, yes, we can be able to make money. Yes, we can be able to be food secure. So right now, a lot of programs and projects are really towards investing in commercialization of the agriculture sector.
Right. And finally, as we are wrapping up this interview on this World Food Day, what message would you like to share with South Sudanese communities and also government and other partners about the journey towards ending hunger and achieving food self-sufficiency in South Sudan?
Number one is always silencing the guns, peace for creating the rightful environment for investing in agriculture. Policies that support investment in agriculture. Number three is the importance of youth. I'm glad to report right now the World Food Forum, the South Sudan Youth chapter, has been formed, and we have been engaging with this youth. How can the youth, they are the game changers in the next generation to enhance food security. Finally, this, as the theme says, it's not a solo journey. We need to work together with all other sectors. Those who are doing roads, agriculture cannot progress without the right road network. Those who are providing security, agriculture cannot work without those. Those who are working in energy, providing energy for agricultural production and processing, agriculture cannot transform without working together. That's why we have the theme, hand in hand, for better food and a better future.
Right. Mr. Felix Drumi, Deputy Country Representative of the Food and Agricultural Organization in South Sudan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Mirror Breakfast Show.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners, for giving your time to listen to this.